Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 25th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, one of the features Apple announced at WWDC in June was that iCloud Plus would add the ability to use custom email domain names. So after being announced at WWDC, this feature is now available in beta. Apple explains, quote, "Personalize your iCloud mail address with a custom domain name and invite family members to use the same domain name with their iCloud mail accounts." Support for custom email domains in iCloud Plus is a notable addition for the iCloud service, and it brings feature parity to a long-standing capability of things like Google Workspace and Microsoft 365. It means that teams and tech-savvy families can control their online branding while enjoying the benefits of a hosted email solution. You'll just have to make sure that you already own a domain through another hosting provider. Apple says that you can use iCloud Mail to send and receive email with up to 5 custom domains, and that you and your family members can each have 3 email addresses per domain. To try out this new feature, just go to beta.icloud.com, click on iCloud Settings, look for the new Custom Email Domain option, and click on Manage. We expect this feature to leave beta and launch for everyone sometime this fall. In other news today, back in April, Spotify announced that it would counter Apple's new podcast subscriptions platform with its own support for allowing creators to offer subscriptions for their shows. When the feature was announced in April, it was available only to select creators in the United States. But now Spotify has announced that it is expanding the platform to all creators in the U.S. The podcast subscriptions feature of Spotify is powered by Anchor. Spotify says that creators can mark episodes as subscriber only and publish them to Spotify and other platforms in the Anchor interface. It is also expanding the number of pricing options for creators to 20, giving them increased flexibility on how much to charge per month. And Spotify is offering the ability for creators to download a list of contact addresses for their subscribers so they can further engage with their subscriber bases and offer more benefits. This is something that Apple Podcast Subscriptions does not offer. Spotify is also not taking a cut of podcast subscription revenue until 2023, at which point it will begin taking 5%. The company is also not supporting in-app purchases on the iPhone and iPad in an effort to avoid paying Apple a 30% cut of revenue. So this means that users instead have to navigate to an external website to sign up for a podcast subscription. Whether or not Spotify's attempt at podcast subscriptions catches on remains to be seen, but it represents a notable competitor to Apple Podcast Subscriptions, which launched earlier this summer and has been met with mixed reactions from creators so far. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a new application for iPhone and Apple Watch from Fun Media, the creators of many other popular applications such as Calorie and Waterminder. Fitness View is an all-new application that takes data from your Apple Watch and the Apple Health application and makes it easy to drill down into more detail about that data, including trends, goals, heart rate graphs, and much more. You can configure goals for every statistic in the Settings tab of the application, including things like steps, calories, caffeine, and more. One of my favorite features of Fitness View is the Workouts tab that shows all of your recent Apple Health workouts, with details on things like heart rate through the warm-up, fat burn, cardio, and peak stages of the workout. Fitness View also features a dedicated application for Apple Watch, support for home screen widgets on your iPhone, and so much more. You can get started with Fitness View today to take your Apple Watch and Apple Health data to the next level by hitting the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, back in June, Google started rolling out picture-in-picture support in the YouTube application for iPhone. It's not widely available yet, but now YouTube Premium subscribers can experimentally enable picture-in-picture mode in the mobile application starting this week. One benefit of being a YouTube Premium subscriber is the ability to try experimental new features. So if you're a YouTube Premium subscriber, here's how to enable YouTube picture-in-picture mode on iPhone and iPad. First, you'll need to visit youtube.com/new while you're signed in to your Google account. You should see an option for picture-in-picture on iOS. It's on the second experiment page after the translate comments option. From there, you simply need to click try it out and then start a video on the YouTube app for iPhone or iPad. Once you do this, swiping up or pressing the home button after starting a video will generate a picture-in-picture view with the standard play and pause options and rewind and fast-forward controls. There are also shortcuts to close the video completely and to return to the YouTube application, and you can pinch in or out on the video to make it bigger or smaller. Google says that locking the screen while playing a picture-in-picture video will pause the video, but you can resume playback from the lock screen media controls. As of right now, there's an October 31st end date to this test. So this could indicate when Google plans to widely roll out its promised picture-in-picture support for YouTube on the iPhone and iPad. So while the current experimental test is still limited to premium subscribers, we do expect picture-in-picture support with YouTube on the iPhone and iPad for all users sometime later this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.